is, I can't see because I need to go to Specsavers.
It's 12 past 9, Ben.
And we are in the studio with Furby. Hello.
Hi.
How you doing this
What's
morning?
Up? I'm What's good. Up? I'm not used to, like, travelling here at this time.
it's a new experience.
Yeah.
That song we just played was not Barbie by you yourself.
Yeah.
The song nominated for the RDU Technology Award. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the track?
Yeah, I made it maybe like a year ago or something, and it was like one of the first songs that people actually kind of liked and responded to.
Yeah,
which is funny. It's just like super trashy and flirty and fun. Yeah,
nice.
It's great.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
All about it.
Oh, I just had a burp, but I got it. Yeah, we're very professional here. So, I was going to ask, you're nominated for the Technology Awards. From my looking at them, it seems like the majority of that category is more just as it is. It's a lot of more male artists overall, which is fine. I guess how does it feel, I guess, being in that with all of those people? Do you feel like an outlier, or is it like, I don't really give a crap, I'm just making my music?
I love it. Awesome. It's so much fun. I've been in so many situations where I'm like one of the only few girls in the situation, and it is fun. It's just like you're automatically sexy, and people, I don't know, they pay attention to you more.
That's
you
so know, good.
Yeah, you take advantage of it. It's great.
I love that. That's the best outlook on it. It's so good. What was the, I guess, start of your Furby musical journey like? How did you start getting into it?
Well, I've always wanted to make music, but I was just so pussy, like, throughout my whole life, and only started doing it maybe 2 years ago. And I started with my friend Joseph, and we just got real drunk, like, all the time, like, every weekend, and was just, like, embarrassing ourselves on Ableton like, listening to ourselves rap, and it's so... We still do that now, and it's still so embarrassing. And then I went to Mainz for a bit and learned how to make beats, and that was fun. Was also one of those situations where I was, like, the only girl in the class. There was a couple more, actually. But that was fun. That was weird. And then, yeah, I just, like, constantly made songs ever since. And I'm so happy that I did it finally, because I had no other thing that I wanted to do. I was just, like, being a little, like, oh, can I swear?
I mean...
Screw it. Nah, I won't swear. No, it's fine.
Yeah, we try not to, but if one slips out, look, no one's going to know. I wanted to ask as well, this feels like a very technical question, but it just reminded me because you brought it up. Do you still use Ableton for most of your music creation?
Yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of people usually, especially when they start, go towards Logic on the Mac, because Ableton's a little bit more of a complicated program. Was that just the one you, like, wanted and had, or
it's the one that I started off on, and then it just looks complicated, so I feel really fancy on it. It's all like gray and like sad.
There's no colors in Ableton.
No. Yeah, I love it. I'm comfy, you know. I feel like it's hard to start out on it though, but yeah, it's great.
Yeah, my friend Sam has tried to explain it to me multiple times, and every time I'm like, look man, just do it. I'm not gonna
Ableton
get it.
Ableton has come up in this week's show like every single day.
Yeah.
I'm so confused.
I'll show it to you after this, Ben. It's confusing.
I want to ask you about your musical influences, and I also want to ask about TikTok music and the sound of the internet.
Oh my god.
Wow.
My influences, I would say, I mean, I don't really sound anything like them, but I love them. I love XXXTentacion.
Nice.
And I love this rapper JPEG Mafia.
Oh bro, I love JPEG Mafia. So good.
So cool.
Yeah, I'm a stan.
He's amazing. Who else do I love? I love Princess Nokia.
Hell yeah.
She's great.
Very good.
I can't think of anything else.
The list
goes on,
brain. Put people on the spot, right?
Yeah. TikTok music. Oh, I love TikTok music. I always want to make a TikTok type song.
Yeah.
I'm all about it.
Yeah. Dude, I feel like that's the way to blow up. If you can get a song that gets like Charli D'Amelio to dance to it on TikTok,
yeah, exactly.
Boom, you're in.
I know. That's exactly what I want to do. Yeah.
Amazing. You touched briefly on being the only woman in some spaces. Mm. What's that like? Because we're obviously two guys, and two white cis guys at that. What's it like just being continually in spaces where perhaps it's not as accessible?
Yeah. It, like, at times, especially because I'm quite socially awkward, you get kind of excluded as well, because a lot of boys tend to like bro up and kind of be in their own little bro-y.
Especially when it comes to decks. I've been at the party where it's just like seven shirtless dudes around the deck being like, bro, I got this brand new track. And you're like, oh my God.
Personal hell.
Yeah. So it feels kind of excluding. But at the same time, as I said before, it's like it feels sexy and you feel special. Yeah.
Nice. So it's great. Very cool.
Yeah. I want to ask you about what the future holds as well. Because, I mean, COVID-19, yuck. And it's stunted so many people's growth. But as I love to say, a plague brings a renaissance. So.
I've got a lot of things coming in the future.
Cool.
It's going to be very exciting. Going to do albums. Yeah. Nice. It's going to be great. I'm having a whole new makeover.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh,
gosh.
What are we doing? Good. Are we like changing the hair?
We're going to have the I actually am changing my hair today.
Ooh. Oh, wow. Look at that. I've got a sixth sense. My third eye opened.
I'm going to make it silver.
Oh, that's real cool.
It's going to be crazy. My hair's probably going to fall out. Yeah, that's the future for me. Dye my hair. New albums. Yeah.
Awesome. Is there any date that you could give for people to know, or is it like it'll come when it comes?
I have no idea. It'll come when it comes. Nice. I've got Rhythm and Alps. If anyone's going there,
nice.
I'm
going to
be playing.
Cool.
So, yeah, come Very see nice. Me or Benny. Probably will go see Benny.
Nah, I'd go and see you. You know, it's like Benny. I can hear her. I want to see Phoebe.
You know what I mean?
Good. Well, thank you so much for coming on. Is there any final words you have? Any promo shout outs? You can tell everyone to vote for you if you want.
The floor
whatever
is yours.
You want.
Vote for me. I really want the money. The prize
that
money.
That's the most honest answer.
That's the best answer. So many people have been like, look, just vote for whoever you want.
Vote
just like,
everyone.
Look, I want to get that cash prize.
Please.
Vote for me. That's so good. I love that.
Thank
Wonderful.
You.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Yes, you guys are great. Hell yeah.